This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Donald Trump being presented options by the National Security Council. And both of the main options as far as dealing with Kim Jong-un are not particularly good. One of them is to move nuclear weapons into South Korea, which would be an unprecedented move since the end of the Cold War. Another one is to assassinate Kim Jong-un. All of this over what exactly? What is it that Kim Jong-un, the pudgy little dictator from North Korea, who is eating, you know, probably better than most of the people in his country, you know, what is it that he's doing now that is so different than the things that he and his father before him had done for the last, what, two decades? What's so different?
Exactly. Not much.
It's always, you know, saber rattling. They rattle the saber, but their saber, in this case, can't reach very far. Yeah, it's not very effective. They don't have any way that anyone knows of, at least, to threaten anyone besides the immediate vicinity with a nuclear strike. So you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We'll go to Ted. He's listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hey, Ted.
Hi there. How are you doing? Hey,
good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I know of an assassination that took place that was instigated by the U.S., and it was actually in 1963. And even though I was only 8 years old at the time, I had been in the country where it took place just 2 months before, flying back from Singapore, and that was in Vietnam.
Really?
And that, yes, the person that was assassinated was the president, whose name was Diem. And, I mean, that was before the U.S. really got involved heavily into the Vietnam War. And of course, that a couple of months later is when President Kennedy was assassinated.
You just got kind of muffled there for a second.
I'm sorry. Right after then, President Kennedy got assassinated in that November.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think the CIA was involved in both assassinations, and because Kennedy supposedly had a secret plan to get out of Vietnam that he was holding back until he was reelected or presumably reelected in 1964.
So is it unclear who assassinated him at this point still?
To be honest, I'm not really sure, but there definitely are all kinds of conspiracy theories involving the CIA and others. I mean, back in those days, I think the CIA was even more uncontrolled than what it is today.
The Wikipedia article here on Mr. Diem says that he was assassinated along with his brother by Nguyen Van Nhung, the aide of a leader of the Army of the Republic of Vietnam. So, I mean, certainly this, you could suggest that the U.S. was somehow involved in making that happen, but it doesn't sound like it was a direct hit by the United States government. But regardless, it is an example of a world leader or a country dictator character being assassinated, which
by
is one
US,
of the things.
Which is what we
well, no, not necessarily by the U.S. I was asking for anyone, anywhere. There's not really any clear evidence that we know of that this guy was killed by the U.S., Mark. He was killed. The man who did the shooting ostensibly was involved with the Army of the Republic of Vietnam, not the U.S. military.
The wikispooks.com lays it at the doorstep of the U.S., but they're just not sure. So,
right, so I'm saying, no, we're not real clear.
But then again, they claim that the U.S. tried to assassinate Charles de Gaulle of France in 1965 and maybe 56 also. So who knows?
Ted, thanks for bringing that to the table. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's about it.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to My Dog Rex, calling from Florida. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You guys are spot on. I wanted to say to the caller before the top of the hour, go to rebelmadman.com. He has done the legwork, digging up documents in the dusty basements of libraries, and he posts the U.S. history that we were never told about. And
so like what? Like what's a juicy excerpt that one would learn about?
Well, just think about this. One of our Supreme Court justices, Chief Justice, had the name Chase. And a bank
Chase?
Was named after him.
Okay.
So there's just so much. Shay's Rebellion, everything. All the corruption and deals is just a fabulous history. And Michael Gaddy, excellent man. You'd like it.
So you're saying you'll have your eyes opened ostensibly if you've been sort of living under a rock? Is that the idea?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But then what? What happens after, you know, somebody comes to the realization that the U.S. government isn't actually a freedom-friendly group, that we are not actually...
I don't suspect any government is. You specified.
Yeah, that we are
it's not really their job.
Actually a free country. You know, what do you suggest then?
I don't know. I don't even know if Bitcoin
That's the tricky part, isn't it?
I'm thinking Ecuador, but then again, what do they got there besides the beautiful skies and fabulous temperatures?
They also have a government there, too, I suspect.
Exactly. And Peru, the same thing. I don't know. As far as old Kimmy boy over there on the other side of the earth and Trump, what I don't comprehend, Trump had the Chinese guy at his mansion in Florida, which is 100
right.
miles away, which I don't like because it's too close for bombs. but why doesn't he have the Chinese guy and the Russian guy and the Japanese guy and the Canadian guy and a bunch of other guys come to his little palace and make a deal? Screw the UN. Find out what these people are really about. Pass out the Constitution and say, what with this don't you agree with? Because I have to abide by this.
Well, they don't have
to
abide by
this.
I mean, we've certainly seen that the U.S. federal government has ignored...
What do you bet Trump hasn't even read the Constitution? Come on.
Oh, he hasn't. He doesn't know about the Title 50 appendix called the Labor Code.
I don't think I do either.
The Labor Code, the way... militaries conduct themselves when they overtake a spot on the earth. They do it according to the Labor Code, which is what we're under. Which is
well, I would say that, you know, if you were to ask the premier of China and the president of Russia what they disagree with in the Constitution, they would probably find a few things. I mean, these are men in search of power. These are not men in search of freedom. They're not people who are looking to set their people free, and neither is Donald Trump, for that matter. Thank you for the call, my dog Rex. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, Trump is good at making you think that he's about, like, getting in there and draining the swamp, but seems as though that swamp got clogged up and the drain's just not really operating too well.
The real conundrum for the state is that, you know, if the world's full of good people, right, if people are basically good, you don't need a government. If people are basically bad, the last thing you would want is an organization that claims the monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass, because the worst people will get a hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
If people are run by incentives, which is what I generally believe, that people are just sort of run by incentives, then the last thing you would want is to give people monopoly power, because then their incentives get all screwed up. The state, as an organizational model, has been with us somewhere between 4,000 and 9,000 years.
Time is running out, hopefully.
Somebody has been telling somebody else what to do, or I'll kill you, for that period of time.
That's the state's business model.
That's the business model of the government. Now, and the government as we've understood it up to this point.
Yeah.
I don't believe that humans can really work without government. I think we need government. But the question is there something different than, well, as the one caller suggested, monarchy? Is there something different than a democracy or a republic, mm-hmm. or, you know, you pick autocracy? Basically, all it ever is a few people in power, and you don't have control over who it is.
That's true. You can share your thoughts here. Our toll-free number, 855-453. That is one thing you can control, is the topic on Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. 855-453, except for the F word. You can't say that.
Can't say that.
We'll have to drop you for that one. We're coming up here, 855-453. You can join us live. Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. More about Kim Jong-un coming up here. There's a defector, apparently high-ranking defector, that has come out of North Korea, and he's been talking. We'll let you know what it is he had to say coming up here when we get the chance. Ian and Mark in the studio. Toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, and Skype username is lrn.fm. If you have Bitcoin, we were just talking about Bitcoin a little bit there during the break, because we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah.
And we just so happen to have an official wallet of Free Talk Live. Now, there's a bunch of different wallets out there for Bitcoin, but there's only one that's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and that's Jax. It's JAXX.io. That's where you can go to download Jax. You can get it for your Android, your iPhone, your Windows computer, Mac, Linux, browser plugins available for Chrome and Firefox. So it's available in a lot of different ways. And that means you can have access to your Bitcoin on all of those types of devices, as well as other cryptocurrencies like Ether and Dash. So go to Jax.io or your Google or Apple App Store. It was created by Anthony DeOrio, who's a Free Talk Live listener and one of the founders of Ethereum. Plus, there's Shapeshift integration built right in. So let's say you've got some Bitcoin, but you've been seeing the Ether price go up, and you're thinking, maybe you want to diversify a little bit. You don't even have to leave the Jax wallet. You can just shapeshift from one coin to another,
just
right
like that
in the wallet. So super easy. Also easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. They're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. As we go to your calls and thoughts, let's talk to Walter. He's in California listening to KGOE. Hey, Walter.
Hey, that was a very long wait. Let's focus and redirect. Okay, I know you guys like talking about Kim Jong-il and all that stuff, but that's a false flag because they don't have any oil there. And then China
so
just said they're
the
not
US isn't going to
coal.
Invade because there's not enough oil?
Hang on.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
Okay. The main thing I called about was Thursday when the little orange child decided, while he was having dinner with the president of China, to launch, 59 or 60 missiles to Syria that we're not at war with, and he didn't get approval from Congress. And believe me, it's a diversion because he's so in trouble with this Russian connection that it's like the last straw that he had to divert our attention away from what's really going on. And what's really
going on.
You're
not saying that you're not saying a president would like bomb a baby, an aspirin factory in order to divert from some kind of sexual scandal, would you?
If it was the orange child that got.
I'd say they all do it.
They all do it.
Yeah, okay? Isn't he isn't Donald Trump
that's
pretty
the playbook.
Much, isn't Donald Trump
okay,
pretty
let me,
much
let me paraphrase,
the same
let me
as Barack Obama?
I'm not a big fan of Barack Obama. I'm not like that. Okay, let me paraphrase something from George Orwell, 1984. There's a quote in there, and I'll try to get it as close as possible. He said that it's the narrator in the story talking. He said that wars will never start until both sides of the elite decide there's profit. And all this is about is money and making more money for the elite. And we're getting duped. He's somehow got his horns on Fox News, and they'll say anything positive they can about this little orange child.
Well, this is the same old story, isn't it? I mean, the U.S. government for my entire lifetime has been going to war to enrich the military-industrial complex.
We've been duped because that's why the minimum wage hasn't gone up. If you keep the people ground down to the earth and all they can concentrate on is, you know, getting dinner to the family, going to work, and getting that paycheck, they don't have time for all this. You know, I'm lucky. I have a really nice job, and I live in absolutely one of the most beautiful parts of America, as far west as you can possibly get. And I have time to kind of sit back and just take this all in. And I've been a fan of talk radio since the very, very first Gulf War with the stupid guy's dad. Okay, I remember General Schwarzkopf and all that stuff, the whole thing. If the country isn't floating on oil, we don't really have an interest in it.
I think that, you know, there's an argument there. I think that, you know, that's
all
not
right, let's hear it.
No, I think that you're making a good argument there that it seems like that's where the U.S. military tends to focus most of its time.
I'll argue with your point on minimum wage, though. The reason minimum wage hasn't gone up is because minimum wage isn't supposed to be a living wage. Minimum wage is supposed to be an entry level for 15-year-olds, like when I started working.
Exactly, but it keeps people, you know, chained to their 8-hour or 40-hour week. And they don't have time. They've got two or three kids or whatever. They're trying to, you know, have family time and actually live and enjoy.
Yeah, you can't blame anybody for doing that. I mean, right?
No, I'm not blaming. I'm just saying that's the suppression that the elite rich have done to us.
Well, here's the thing, though, about the minimum wage. That's not going to save you here, because the reason why people are the way they are is because they went to government indoctrination camps where they were taught to be good little serfs and not question their circumstances, to plug into some sort of crappy career where they're unhappy, but they make a little bit of money, just barely enough, as you're saying, to kind of take care of their family and barely get the bills paid, to where they don't have time to really even look around and see what's happening in the world. Changing the minimum wage isn't going to solve that problem. You've got a rat race issue, which is keeping people ignorant. It's keeping them in the dark and keeping them uninformed.
Okay.
And as the government is running the schools, you're always going to have that. They have what's called the Prussian education model, which is designed to crank out worker bees, designed to crank out mindless drones.
Betsy DeVos is going to do a better job.
Who the hell's that?
That's the
head of education.
No, I don't think any government does a good job of educating, because their goal, whether it's Betsy DeVos or, you know, George Bush or whoever the hell it is that's running the government,
the Secretary of Education.
Yeah, I don't care. To me, it doesn't matter what the name of the person is, as long as they are somebody who is trying to tell people how to live.
Do you realize that her brother started Blackwater, and you know about Blackwater, right?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned.
These are all the elite. That's what I was getting
I understand
back to
that. You keep interrupting my point here, and you're not going to get it. So it doesn't matter to me who the scumbag is that's running the Department of Education or the government at large. These are a group of people who want to oppress the average person. They want to keep the average person ignorant. They want to keep the average person, you know, in the dark about what's really going on out there. And thank you for the call tonight, Walter. I appreciate it. Doesn't matter who it is. They're running this humongous bureaucracy that is trying to force its viewpoint down everybody's throat through federal mandates and controls. I don't support state-run education either. I think that we need to have a free market in education where anybody who wants to get an education the kind that they want, focusing on the curriculum and the things that they want to learn, should be able to go out into the marketplace and pay for it.
I agree with you on all your points. I think they would be better made if you knew who these scum suckers
were. Nah, it doesn't matter. They're all the same to me. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Who the hell is Betsy DeVos, and how is she any different than whoever the bureaucrat was that came before her? 855-450-FREE.
She wasn't a bureaucrat, I suppose.
Who cares? Has she shut down the department yet?
Not yet.
All right. Don't get your hopes up. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Sling bow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of sling bow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Luminesce takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Luminesce twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Luminesce, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can share your thoughts with us here. We've been talking about Kim Jong-un, North Korea. Are you really afraid? Because the government certainly wants you to think there's some kind of danger from Kim Jong-un. They're talking about even assassination attempts on him from the U.S. government, moving nuclear weapons into South Korea. These are crazy ideas, and we can come back and talk more about that, but your calls and thoughts come first. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I don't need to tell you that healthcare is all messed up here in the United States and that we need a healthcare system that focuses on health and not sickness. I mean, obviously, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it doesn't give you anything for being healthy. That incentivizes illness instead of health, doesn't it? There is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. And it's completely, Obamacare compliant and all that other stuff. I don't think that matters anymore. I think Trump's gotten rid of the fines that were involved, but nonetheless, it is true. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily if you need it, and a no-charge 24-hour access to doctors on the phone. HIPAA's messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't even know what the other ones are doing. How about a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want with all your information on it? You can check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, you'll love the service and the price, like $600 a month for a family. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. This is perfect for people who pay for their own health insurance or have a large copay. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Let's go to John in Ocean City, New Jersey, listening to WPG. Hey, John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's happening? I wanted to speak in regard to a previous caller talking about armed or
abrupt overthrow of our government. An armed insurrection against our government would be impossible, not that difficult. And actually, what Mahatma Gandhi had, his idea was terrific, where he reminded people of the subcontinent of India that you're Muslim, you're Buddhist, you're Hindu, you're Sikh, you're this, that, but we're all Indian. And that worked to a very large degree, except for the fact that he asked Jawaharlal Nehru to step down and let Muhammad Ali Jinnah become the first prime minister of India, and then lined his cabinet up with Muslims. Muhammad Ali Jinnah refused. As a result, Northwest India was partitioned into Pakistan. It's been a thorn in the side of India ever since 1948, but I digress.
Plus, the Sikhs are still not that fond of Gandhi either, so it seemed to work out pretty well for the Hindus and not too many other folks.
Yeah, that's true, too. You can't make everybody happy. The whole thing is that the tyranny of the Federal Reserve is not our government, it is a private bank. Most of its stockholders are European. Article 1, Section 7, Clause 9 of our Constitution says that a Congress beholden to the Constitution should control our monies. Well, we have an incompetent Congress, and we have a Federal Reserve, which is not even our federal government. We have a Congresswoman who thinks that Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin invaded Korea. So we have a bunch of incompetence in Congress anyway. Mm-hmm. That would be a scary thought, putting the control of our monies in their hands. But
right. There's no criteria for being smart to getting elected, right?
That's true.
It's really a messed up system, and I don't. Yeah. Other than
you just have to be charismatic.
Other than taking power away from these people, I don't have any particularly good system. I mean, if you say that I think that people should have to pass a citizenship exam, the same one that you give to people when they are trying to be able to vote in this country when they've been born elsewhere, then you're this is some kind of it's a poll test. This is harkens back to Jim Crow laws and these sorts of things. There doesn't seem to be a system that deals with low information voters out there that I can come up with, and the only thing I can do is figure out pull the teeth out of the tiger.
I agree with where you're coming from, John, about the Federal Reserve. I mean, we agree that the Federal Reserve is a huge problem, but also putting money in the hands of government is a terrible idea. I mean, the history of governments and money is a very poor one, where inevitably it leads to hyperinflation and the destruction of that currency and the economy along with it. I think the best solution would be to just abolish legal tender laws, get rid of the Federal Reserve, and let the market decide what money should be.
Yeah, that's a real good idea. That's a great idea. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights is actually a perfect document. It's just that John Adams had said that it would be a morally upright country, and a country and a people with strong religious principles that would be best suited to follow the Constitution and our Bill of Rights, which gives us protection against a tyrannical government.
And, you can't really say it was a perfect document, because as Lysander Spooner put it in his essay No Treason, I believe it was, in the late 1800s, either the Constitution has authorized the tyranny that we have, or it was powerless to prevent it. And, of course, there's not really any kind of built-in enforcement mechanism within the Constitution to punish the politicians who don't follow it, or the bureaucrats who don't follow it. And, of course, that would still require them to use those enforcement mechanisms, even if they were there.
Right. They've shown that they're pretty loath to do.
Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. To a different John. This one is in Chesapeake, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, John.
Hello. Yes, sir. Hey. I heard you saying earlier in the show that North Korea is way over there. What are they going to do? Well, I heard just yesterday on the news that within Trump's first term, within 4 years, North Korea will have a missile that will be able to reach Seattle, Washington, carry a nuclear bomb that far. So about 4 years, they're estimating, is the problem.
But that's just a speculation.
I've heard the speculation, and I don't know what to do about it other than, this is the problem that plagued Rome. This is what its citizens and its senators would sit there discussing all the time is, well, what do we do? They could attack us. They could do something terrible to us. And, I mean, you look at North. Why are we talking about North Korea possibly doing something when there are 200 other nations out there, about 30 of which have nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. Why aren't we talking about India firing weapons at us? Why not Great Britain? I mean, you know, the United States has a terrible long record with Great Britain. Exactly why is it that it's North Korea?
Yeah.
Why is the news focused on that? Why are we here on Talk Live focused on it?
It just seems as though he's just bent on getting a nuclear bomb into our area.
Yeah, he seems like nuts.
Yeah, he just seems he's in the news because he seems to be the one that's really trying the hardest to do that.
But is he really that
nuts?
They
haven't done anything.
Yeah, I mean,
since Korean War.
Is he? Okay, but is he really that nuts? I mean, Kim Jong-un, you have to remember, studied outside of North Korea. He went to college
Switzerland.
Yeah, I think it was Switzerland, somewhere up in that region. He went to college in Europe. And so he's been outside of the, you know, that nation, which is a very cloistered, cut off nation from the rest of the world. But he's had the ability to experience outside of that. You know, I'm not going to say he's a good guy. Obviously, he's had his own family members put to death, at least supposedly. And so, you know, not a good guy. He's running an oppressive country, and that's not a good thing. But there is an argument that under Kim Jong-un that North Korea has gotten actually more free. That the black markets have been able to flower to some extent. That they've been hands off on the Jangmadang generation there, the black market generation, and are allowing them to essentially feed the country because the government failed at feeding the country. And now it's in the hands of the black marketeers.
And bad rulers tend to fade away over time. I mean, they tend to go away. Obviously, there's a few glaring examples, but, you know, like, you know, everybody's going to say, what about Hitler, right? Well, let's talk about Hitler. The United States takes down Hitler, basically empowering Stalin. 20 million Russians are killed. So, you know, in the interest of saving millions of people from being killed, the United States gets involved, as do other European nations, and empowers another crazy dictator who kills millions, tens of millions of people.
Yeah, who comes after this guy. John, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, I also heard that the people in North Korea are actually eating the rubber on the wires. The wires, they have nothing to eat. So they're eating.
No, it's not that bad. It's not as bad as it was in the 1990s. There's not mass starvation in North Korea these days, and I thank you for the call tonight. It was that way. Eating grass. Not uncommon. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy.
Tons of energy.
Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog.
Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Just feed your dog right.
Due to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. Dial toll-free and join us on the radio. Here our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, with you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
By the way, if you support Free Talk Live, one of the best ways to do it is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter the links to Amazon that you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You go into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping done. Get the same great Amazon deals that you're used to, the Prime, the free Super Saver shipping, all that. It's just that a portion of the purchase price goes to Free Talk Live when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. So it makes a big difference for us when you do that. Thank you in advance for doing that. And let's go to Lawrence in Portland, Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight, Lawrence?
Yeah, I don't believe it. I mean, it's just such a complete relief to listen to someone that I can learn from, to someone that talk radio, because I'm a talk radio junkie. I torture myself by listening to these people. But
are you listening to us on WLOB?
I'm not sure. I just staggered into this radio 100.5, whatever that is.
Yeah, you're listening to WLOB in Portland.
LOB. Okay, yeah, I have gone back and forth. But to not have the satisfaction of being able to talk to people that just don't seem to get it. I mean, I think that I have, you were talking about a form of government that would work. Now, my grandfather was a Goldwater Republican. My father was a Che Guevara radical, too. And I grew up in the middle. I'm a centrist, slightly left of center due to environmental and certain social issues. But I feel that social capitalism, where everyone is vested in the common good with health care and everything, but room, encouragement, and rewards for individuals to go as high as they want to go, hence the capitalist side of that. But right now we just have blind, unregulated capitalism. And then
okay, hold on. Slow down for a moment here. So okay. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying, and I mean, your line's a little janky. Anyway, social capitalism is a term I'm not exactly familiar with. I would say that right now we have a socialist, fascist, crony capitalist economy where there's all kinds of controls, there's all kinds of government preferences being doled out to mega corporations, oppression of people's intelligence through the government indoctrination system. You know, what I want to see happen is just a free market where anybody can try whatever form of economic organization they want to, so long as it's consensual. I'm not interested in having somebody force their viewpoint about the way things ought to be on me. If I think it's a good idea, I should be able to be persuaded to sign up for that particular system.
Exactly. Without a doubt, completely 100%. And that falls well within my theory of an organized social capitalism, where it's a social approach to capitalism.
Can you explain it a little more? So I like the idea of capitalism. You know, I usually use the term the free market because I think capitalism refers to people who are you know, much richer than most of us. But sure, if capitalism is the free exchange of goods and services between, you know, adults, yeah, I'm there.
Perfect. And so with that, the social approach, because, like, for one thing, I think abortion is a horrible, horrible thing that people have to confront. But as Obama said, I know a lot of people don't like him, but I think change and save the country. They need to be safe, available, and rare. And so, but, and I, you know, in a weird, funny way, I always say when I run for office someday, I'm going to make it mandatory sterilization until you hit 30. People should not be having kids until they get to be 30.
I'm with you, but the problem is that, you know, like, the ability to breed is essentially fundamental as far as a right goes. I concur with you.
There's got to be a way to dissuade people from breeding, and I think that ending the government welfare system is a way to do that. That way people can still get help from charities and individuals who care in their community, but they're not going to be incentivized to pump out a bunch of kids so they can get a higher and higher check from the government.
Yeah, that's the lowest common denominator. And I always say that I believe in... Like, I don't believe anybody should be sitting home watching television getting a check in the mail. They've got to work for it.
Lawrence, I'll tell you what. I think this would be an interesting conversation to continue. Your phone line's a little funky. I'm going to let you go for tonight, but you can get us there in Portland every night of the week. So every weekday we're on there, I believe, from 8 to 10 at night.
I would hope that Donald Trump was moved by those pictures and he did something somewhat sincere, but I doubt it heavily, and he should be dragged through the court system for the Russian connection.
Lawrence, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Call us anytime. I would love to hear more about your ideas for the future. I like people with ideas. I like people with, you know, some sort of vision. Because, you know, even if it's the wrong vision, at least you've got passion. At least you care.
You get points for trying, because most people aren't.
Exactly. So, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Here's a man who cares. He's Dave Ridley calling from, I presume. He's the only Dave who ever calls from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the other free staters in New Hampshire who use media to watchdog the government.
Sure.
One of them is Michelle Lavelle. She is a writer now for NH Political Buzz. And what she's been doing, she took a state board of education video. A lot of people will go and get videos of meetings, but the weak link in the chain tends to be going through those meetings and finding the crazy things the government people say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sure. There's a lot of boring footage in between that and reality, right?
Yeah, I admit I don't take any time to edit my videos. I go into the State House every week, and I've literally got 8 full hearings that I've been working on this weekend, and it's, you know, going to take me all weekend just to drop those hearings onto the internet and get them, you know, labeled and post them. So I haven't spent any time actually clipping anything out of them.
So Michelle went through this Board of Education meeting, and she found these quotes from the Board of Education chair, whose name is Tom Raffio, and he had, I think this is an exact quote, testing has absolutely nothing to do with the Common Core. And so anyone who wants to can just Google that and just find out if that's true or not. It would be pretty quick to find out how accurate that is. And she also was able to determine that he had interrupted nearly all the parents who were trying to speak.
Hmm.
And she's made quite a stink about it.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that we got more people doing work with video out there, because, Dave, it can't just be you who's out there doing the primary amount of video work. I mean, you and I are both two of the more prolific videographers in the state of New Hampshire, covering public matters, covering the government and the corruption and, you know, the political processes here, and trying our best to hold these people accountable. So I'm glad to hear that there's somebody else in the game.
I will say that in terms of Raffio, I've also I ambush interviewed him once at the same location, you know, Board of Education, and he actually treated me pretty well. He answered my questions, and now at some point during my visit there, the cops mysteriously appeared and investigated me. I don't think that really had anything to do with him.
So, Dave Ridley, for those who don't know, one of the earliest movers here to New Hampshire as part of the libertarian migration that has been happening here for more than a decade, as an actual movement. And you do some great work over at RidleyReport.com. I was so pleased when you told me recently that you finally upgraded your camera. You're no longer using a digital video camera. You're using, did you move up to an SD card? What's your format of choice now?
I had been on SD card for a while, but it was bad camera, and I kept trying to get it replaced, but I'd get a new one or look into a new one, and it never worked with my system, and finally I found one that did.
Cool. All right, so that's good to know. Dave Ridley, RidleyReport.com. What's in the hopper? What's coming up? What do you got coming out on the channel soon?
Oh, I've been on a Ridley rampage. I've got just more videos than I can shake a fist at. And there are a lot of videos of people trying to stop me from filming their government meetings.
Oh, those are always fun.
It's become an epidemic. However, I call it a perfect storm, you know, because I don't get any hits if they answer my questions, right?
Right.
I get hits when they put their hands over the camera and when they try to call the cops on me and so forth.
Yep, it's the bad behavior that makes for the interesting video. That's for sure. I've got dozens of videos of just boring hearings from the State House that don't usually get more than a few dozen views.
It's amazing how these politicians think that they can just get away without answering questions from the voters.
Dave Ridley, thanks for being here, man. I appreciate hearing from you, and I know you've been promoting NH Exit, the idea of New Hampshire seceding from the United States. Thanks for all the effort there. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. We got hour number three on the way, and we got more that we can talk about with Kim Jong-un. What's this defector saying? The high-ranking diplomat who has left North Korea. What's he got to say about what's going on over there? 855-450-FREE. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.